This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Mike Raybrandt. Fortunately, our brother-in-arms, Walter Yerkew, is still recovering. Godspeed, my friend. I spoke to him yesterday. He is on the rebound and will be back sooner or later. Anyways, tonight, how are you doing, Mike?
Doing great, brother. Glad to be back. Excited.
Outstanding. Anyways, we want to say hello to our special listeners, the men and alleged woman of the Onondaga's New York Fire Department, also known as the Cellar Savers, led by Little Billy Keebler. Be safe, one and all. First order of business, as always, we want to remember men and women in the law enforcement community who were murdered in the line of duty. Tonight, we remember Police Officer Joseph McKinney of the Memphis, Tennessee Police Department. End of watch, April 12, 2024. Two perps were involved. One is in custody and breathing, and the other one is no longer with us. Stay safe, one and all. Breaking news tonight, we are seeing the start, possible start of World War III. Mike, why don't you take it away? What's going on over in the Middle East?
So Iran made good on their threats this evening. They sent dozens of drones and ballistic missiles towards Israeli territory. From what we're seeing in the reports right now, there's only a couple of minor strikes. One hit a southern air base in Israel, did very minor damage to the infrastructure there. No reports of casualties as of right now, but it seems like that it was ongoing. Iran put out a statement not too long ago saying that they've concluded their attack and that the U.S. should stay out of it, and Israel can't respond or whatever. They know is not allowed to respond, so-called, according to them. So we had UK and U.S. Sixth Fleet forces out there in the Mediterranean that actually, you know, got in the fight with Israel and knocked out the vast majority of these drones and ballistic missiles that were inbound. So it sounds like their defensive systems worked well along with ours. You know, it's the same shit's been going on with the Houthis and stuff. With the, you know, Iran doesn't have like the kind of military they can project out with. They can't project their military might out into the world. They have really a defensive force, but they use the Houthis or Hezbollah or other organizations like that to kind of enact their foreign policy, so to speak, in that way, you know? And this is just an extension of that. It's just Iran saber-rattling. The problem is that Israel is not going to sit still for it. Netanyahu already came out and said, we're going to respond. And they are going to respond, and probably with a overwhelmingly massive amount of force. So Iran's probably in for one heck of a bad night. You know, and it's just going to escalate things, unfortunately, in that region and across the world, because now you're dragging in China and Russia and everybody else into a fight that doesn't need to happen. And it is directly, honestly, directly attributable to Biden and Blinken and the rest of the clowns they have in this administration that have no idea what they're doing. And it shows on the world stage. The world has become so much more dangerous since they took office. It really is sick. It never needed to happen. So a lot of people are going to die because these idiots can't get out of their own way.
Right.
Awful.
Now, Mike, wouldn't Iran be able to build up the military since we, the American taxpayer, gave Iran billions of U.S. dollars?
$10 billion and counting since Biden took office. $10 billion and counting. So we released like $6 billion of their money that we had seized already. And then they had obviously the big, you know, cash cow gift that Obama gave them when he was going out the door, the big flight of cash that he sent over there. And on top of that, we have our State Department that's funneling money to them through all these different so-called organizations or NGOs. And I'm sure the UN's been funneling them tons of money as well. So they have a significant amount of cash reserves sitting on that they could definitely use to kind of bolster their military. But I don't see them do that quickly enough to be able to withstand a ground assault or even an air assault by Israel. You know, Israel's military forces are tip of the spear sharp. You know, they're very, very sharp. They have to be. I mean, they're surrounded by their enemies. You know, and it's been over four decades of Iran and Israel kind of rattling sabers at each other. So the fact that it finally just came to blows, I mean, that's a lot of pent-up aggression waiting to get unleashed. You know, and Israel's been very, very vocal over the last couple of years, especially about Iran not having nukes. And at this point, intelligence community estimates think Iran probably has 5 to 7 low-yield nukes right now. So, I mean, that's a hell of a thing to be facing. If you're Israel and you're facing that kind of threat and if people just launch ballistic missiles at you, there's no better excuse to go in there and just wipe out any kind of capability they have to attack you with those nukes. You know, the fact that they didn't send nukes or whatever, that's great. But, you know, is Israel going to sit back and wait for them to send them? Probably not.
So, right. But, Mike, if they did, say Iran did launch whatever nuclear capabilities that they have, wouldn't it bite them in the backside at the end because with all the fallout headed, you know, back to Iran? Because it's just like,
sure,
it's like one state bombing another state.
Yeah.
In the U.S.
I mean, listen, once you drop a nuke, right, that fallout's going to be carried on prevailing winds. It's going to go up into the atmosphere. It's going to create all kinds of problems, right? Look at what happens when Japan had the earthquake and the tsunami and that reactor melted down, you know, and we saw radioactivity actually show up on the Pacific Northwest coast from it. You know, it doesn't stay put. It spreads. So Iran, but, you know, this country is being led by, you know, these are not sane people. These people are completely committed to their cause, which is the destruction of Israel and all Jews worldwide. You know, they want the worldwide caliphate, right? Everybody's a Muslim, whether they know it or not, you know. That's how they think, and that's what they do. So they're not thinking clearly about, you know, repercussions, ramifications. They're seeing only a cleansing fire, you know, in their minds. It's they're really twisted people. So, and I think they've called down the thunder at this point, and I think Israel's going to unleash it on them. I really do. Right. I really do. I hope they don't. I really do. I hope that, you know, sane minds prevail and we can kind of avert this, you know, regional conflict that will very quickly grow into a global conflict, but, you know, we'll see what happens, I guess, right? I'm not faithful and blinking to the State Department and being able to do that. You know, you look at Victoria Nuland, you know, who is directly responsible for everything that's happening in Ukraine right now, along with Russia. You know, it ties directly back to them under the Obama administration. They staged a coup, you know, with State Department help, got rid of the duly elected Ukrainian leadership to install Zelensky and these other idiots in there. You know, and it turned Ukraine into a proxy state and money laundering operation so they could run, you know, bio labs and all this other crap. The CIA had 14 stations at minimum on the Russian border, which is the real reason why Putin pushed into Russia and said no more, or into Ukraine, rather, I'm sorry, and said no more. You know, there's so much stupidity with this stuff that it blows my mind. And if you really want to get into the history of it, Iran was very westernized up until, guess what? Our State Department, our intelligence community got in there and they tried to stage this coup to put a more favorable U.S. government in there. And instead, they ended up with the Ayatollah and a very, very radical regime. You know, again, this is, you know, us meddling in foreign affairs and we're creating these giant messes that come back to haunt us decades later. Osama bin Laden was the same thing. We equipped and trained Al-Qaeda to fight the Russians in Afghanistan along with the Taliban. And here we go. You know, 9/11 happens. You know, we're paying a price, unfortunately, for the fools we have who think they're the smartest people in the room.
Right. Meanwhile, our country here at home, down the street, around the corner, is just falling apart. But, folks, word of advice, since this issue in the Middle East is escalating, it's Saturday, April the 13th, 2024, either tonight or tomorrow. Get that gasoline for your car, your truck, your SUV, your lawnmower, because guess when them corporate boards sit down and see what's going on, the price of crude oil is going to go up, and then everything else is going to go up. So get it while it's cheap. Anyways, well, stay tuned, everybody. Yeah. And that's why you need to listen to 75 Radio so we can tell you what's really going on, not the crap on the media. But anyways, some good news. Before we go to a good break, our first break. Congratulations to Andrew Giuliani and Heather Powers McBride. Now, those who've been listening for a while, Andrew Giuliani, when he was running for governor of New York State, we had him as a guest host. We had him as a guest, and we had him as a guest host. So the man's running for governor, campaigning all over the place, and we bring him on as a guest host. And his press secretary, Heather McBride, couldn't have been more understanding to what we were doing. So anyways, Giuliani moved on to WABC Radio, the talker in New York City. And we brought Heather on as a member of the family. But anyways, we come back. We'll talk about Andrew and Heather firing it up on television. Also, Charlie Duff was right. And we celebrate 6 years on the radio. Stay tuned, everybody. This is Center Fire Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. Take it away, boys.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
America stands at a crossroads. This April 17th in Las Vegas, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association unveils a blueprint for hope at the Ahern Luxury Hotel. Join us alongside luminaries like General Flynn and Sheriff Richard Mack from 8:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Discover a peaceful revolution to safeguard our constitutional republic. Seats are limited. Register now for just $49. Visit CSPOA.org today. The time to act is now. CSPOA.org.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Scoop Stanton with Mike Reichbrandt. This week, Andrew Giuliani, who is an alumnus of 7-5 Radio, and our own Heather McBride, started a television show called All Fired Up with Andrew Giuliani on the Real America Voice television network, which also has Steve Bannon on. And I was just blown away by the show, because not only, well, obviously Giuliani, he's got tons of talent. Our own Heather McBride has tons of talent. And the other people on the show also had, you know, very well spoken, and just, it was like no other political show that you always watch on either Fox, Newsmax, CNN, MSNBC, or whatever. They weren't stiff. They weren't a bunch of talking heads, just trying to promote whatever they got going on. It was a bunch of like normal people just being totally honest and outspoken. And it's like people I could relate to and I can hang out with and have a couple dozen drinks and tell a couple dirty jokes. You know, to me, it was like watching the show was part Gutfeld and part 7-5 Radio. And as I was watching, I was like, I could see the entire 7-5 Radio family on this show. Besides Andrew, who we still consider a member of the family, and Heather, who is a part of the family, but just all of us just sitting there just doing what we do best, like we did on our March 16th show. But I figure in a matter of seconds, all the insults will be turned towards yours truly. But anyways, I can honestly say that Andrew and Heather, they can be successful without us. They are successful without us. But Seven Fire Radio would not be successful without them. Also, we wouldn't be successful without Walter, without Mike Rigbrandt, and without Danella Rodriguez. And, well, I'm just along for the ride. But anyways, congratulations to Andrew and Heather. We look forward to watching the show every week on America's Real Voice, and just a hell of a show. So hopefully they get a couple people from 7-5 Radio. Also, Charlie LaDuff be great. Sean Bergen be great. Anybody on this network be great. But, you know, we'll see what happens. But also, special shout-out to the fans, because we had fans of 7-5 Radio in the audience, which really blew me away, because not only do we have people from the show on the panel, we had people in the audience. And I just have to say, you people are awesome. Keep up the good work. Keep spreading the news. Keep going everywhere, because we are everywhere. We are at CPAC. We're at television tapings. We're at the New York Fashion Week. And we're at Ed Huebner's birthday party here in Fairfax, Virginia. Anyways, Mike, what say you about the television show featuring members of the family?
I thought it was awesome. It was great. It was very, it was just natural. It was great. It was good to see people, actually very informed people, smart people, sit down and talk normally, like normal people, about things that are going on. And they brought some humor to it, which was kind of nice to see. So that definitely reminded me of this, what you guys have here, what you started, which you really, I'm very grateful that you guys brought me into, you know, because this is like, it really is a family, and it's very much just an honest, like, telling of everything. And that's what struck me about the show. It was just like that. So, and you can check it out on Rumble. It's on Rumble. It's a Rumble channel. America First Warehouse is awesome. If you're in New York, especially Long Island, and you haven't been to the warehouse yet, and you're a patriot, you're missing out. It is an absolutely amazing place.
Right. And I'm just blown away just by, you know, the talent, not only the talent on this show, with you, Walter, Heather, Danella, and Andrew, who went to WABC, also Charlie LaDuff, and Gary Byrne, who are extended members of the family. But just the fans, I mean, you people are awesome. Because I only heard about it from the fans contacting me. Said, hey, isn't Heather with one of yours? Like, yeah, she's doing this thing. I was like, oh, my God. And, like, they were at the show. But anyways, kudos and thank you very much. We'll hopefully get Heather on. She is actually in D.C. Tonight, but she's with family doing some family things. So anyways, we'll work on that down the road. Anyways, next story. Charlie LaDuff was right again, and he told us before everybody else on this network, not only here on 7-5 Radio, but on the cesspool at Libby Roundtable, we like to say that we report the news before it happens. Not predict, report. We write on Ferguson. We write on George Zimmerman. We write on Donald Trump back in 2015, like the week that he came down the escalator at Trump Tower. But anyways, the Washington Examiner just came out to tell readers that the FBI is juking the stacks. Where did we hear that before? Juking the stacks is a term that was made famous on the TV show The Wire. It was also common with the NYPD, where police commanders would fudge the crime statistics to make their commands look safer than that they really were. Well, the FBI started publishing statistics without information from major cities such as New York and Chicago, which, of course, you know, put the statistics way off the mark. And, of course, since you don't have New York and Chicago reporting statistics, crime stats are going to go down. But anyways, LaDuff was on mark about the crime statistics and also the economic outlook, because guess what? They came out with the economic statistics, and guess what? Just like he said, more people are working part-time jobs, and the more full-time jobs are going to the U.S. government. But that's why we love having Charlie on, because he is funny as hell. He is original as hell, does everything off the top of his head, and he knows his stuff. But anyways, Mike, what do you say about Charlie being telling, reporting news before it happened?
I love that guy. He's brilliant. He's a brilliant, brilliant guy. He nailed it. I mean, he absolutely nailed it. And the jobs report is even worse than that. It's predominantly part-time jobs that are being filled by non-U.S. citizens. So you know, that tells you it's even worse than they way worse than even like the so-called mainstream media or even the moderate media is trying to make it out to be. You know, it's a completely just falsification at every level. I mean, with the crime stats, with the job stats, with the economy, with everything, it's just being falsified at every level. You have Biden claiming that the you know, inflation is down to 3.5%. Reality is it's like it's almost 20% at this point and climbing faster and faster. You know, it's these people are insane. You know, they're complete liars. Nothing that gets put out by them is true. And Charlie just absolutely nailed it. Brilliant guy.
Right. And that's why we love him. And he also likes to bust my chops once in a while, i.e. all the time. Anyways, you know, it's like the media saying, oh, crime is going down. The economy is doing great. But guess what? Our cars are getting broken into. We're getting mugged. And then we can't afford to put food on our table because our grocery bills are ridiculous. But anyways, I digress. These people at the with the glass tables and coffee mugs with the network logo are not affected at all. Anyways, before we go to our next break, O.J. Simpson is no longer with us. The killer of Ronald Goldman and Nicole Brown Simpson has gone to meet his maker. Simpson proved that there is two tiers of justice, one for the rich and famous and one for us. But anyways, as we all know, Simpson was able to hire the best legal team money can buy. His lawyers were able to inject race and reasonable doubt into a mostly black jury who purposely acquitted OJ because of the issues with Rodney King and the Los Angeles Police Department. Anyways, this trial in the media circus pushes race relations back 20 years as the verdict was read. And some of us that was around remember black people are hooting and hollering like they just won the lottery or their team just won the Super Bowl, while white people were sitting around going, whiskey, tango, foxtrot. And here's the thing. Simpson has nothing to do with black people unless they were celebrities. Simpson, after he retired from football, lived in the Brentwood section of Los Angeles. Not Watts, not Long Beach, not Inglewood, or not Compton. Brentwood, which is a neighborhood we can't afford. But anyways, OJ might have beaten the rap here on Earth, but now he has to answer to a higher authority. I would not want to be in his bloody Bruno Magli shoes. Mike, before we go next break, real quick, what do you have to say about the juice going to the next dimension?
Well, listen, you know, I don't wish death on anybody, but that guy's got a lot to face and account for. You know, that's two very brutal homicides that he's 100% guilty of. Anybody who's ever investigated anything can look at that case, and it's a slam dunk clear case. You know, he just was able to afford really great attorneys.
Right, and to put something and Mike, did you watch the CNN? Those two idiots putting salt in the wounds about the verdict from 30 years ago.
Yeah, the DEI hires. Yeah, I saw those two. So basically we're saying that it was justice because, you know, he didn't get convicted where black men were being convicted, supposedly for things he didn't do, which, you know, it's completely ridiculous, pandering nonsense. You know, I wouldn't expect anything less out of CNN. They're just an awful, awful station. Their broadcasters are imbeciles. It's a ridiculous statement to make. And honestly, that is not helping anything. It makes things even worse in my mind, you know, for race relations and just civility in general. You know, it's, the media is a complete joke. It's just a joke. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Now, one of the DEI hires said that Simpson was someone who was rich and famous and black and could get away with what other people did. She was about to say could get away with murder, but she had to say what other people did. Now, and we all know who did it. It was one Orenthal James Simpson. Another DEI hire said that Simpson represented something for the black community in the movement that particularly because it was two white people that were killed. Anyways, Jesus Christ. When we come back, we'll talk about the current state of radio and 75 Radio celebrates 6 years on the airwaves. Stay tuned, everybody. We're just getting warmed up.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News Update. I'm Tim Berg. U.S. forces are helping take down Iranian drones headed towards Israel. On Saturday, Iran began a retaliatory attack after an area near its embassy in Syria was attacked by Israeli forces this week, Iran launching over 100 drones and some intermediate ballistic missiles toward military sites in Israel. Officials say U.S. forces are in the skies above Iraq and have shot down some of the drones. Iran releasing a statement saying their attack on Israel can be deemed concluded. The president is back in Washington, D.C. and has met with his national security team. California Democratic Representative Sarah Jacobs sits on the House Foreign Affairs Committee.
Given this threat from Iran and our strong support of Israel's right to defend itself, we should be doing what we can on defensive weapons, making sure they have enough Iron Dome interceptors, for instance.
That audio courtesy of MSNBC. The New York City Police Department releasing a statement saying they're closely monitoring the events in Israel and there are no credible threats to New York City at this time, and they will continue to deploy resources at houses of worship through sensitive locations throughout the entire city. Inflation is showing no signs of letting up, and new data shows which cities have been hit the hardest. Wallet Hub reports Honolulu, Miami, St. Louis, Seattle, Dallas, and San Bernardino in Southern California are all dealing with inflation rates above the national average. This week, the Labor Department showed inflation rising for the third straight month to 3.5% in March. Former President Donald Trump hitting the campaign trail on Saturday. The former president appearing in the battleground state of Pennsylvania, where he's holding a fundraiser in Bucks County. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do we don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
In the heart of Las Vegas on April 17th, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association invites you to a day of enlightenment and action. Join us at the Ahern Luxury Hotel from 8:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. for a pivotal training and press conference. Together, we can confront America's crisis with peaceful and effective solutions. Featuring key voices like General Flynn, Sheriff Richard Mack, Mike Lindell, and many more respected speakers, this event promises irrefutable evidence that our nation and its foundational principles can be preserved. Whether you're a media candidate, elected official, or a concerned citizen, this gathering offers a catered dinner, specialized training sessions, and a press conference with international and national media presence. Secure your spot by April 12th for just $49. Space is limited. Remember, media, candidates, and elected officials can attend for free. For more information, visit CSPOA.org. That's CSPOA.org. America is calling for her defenders. Will you answer?
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Peter Scoop Stanton with Michael Rick Brandt. Walter is taking the evening off while recovering. Godspeed, my friend. Anyways, the next couple segments for this week, we're going to talk about the industry I truly love, which is radio. Radio has done so much for me that is, I can't even begin to explain. I'm going to try to explain next segment when we celebrate 6 years, but just I love it. I've been involved with it one way or another for 19 years, and I don't see myself leaving anytime soon. But with that being said, radio is in deep, deep trouble. A few years ago, CBS, which is one of the biggest shareholders of the radio industry, sold most of the radio assets to a company called Odyssey. Some of these stations that used to be under the CBS banner included 1010 Winds and 66 WFAN were in New York, with just iconic stations. Odyssey recently filed for bankruptcy, and now Soros Fund Management, founded by, of course, George Soros, took over $400 million of their debt. The Open Society Foundation, now controls the Soros Management Fund, is also looking to buy Cumulus Media, which is the biggest outlet for conservative talk radio. So you have this Open Society Foundation, which is looking to buy Odyssey Radio, also looking into Cumulus. So they're going to own the whole kit and caboodle, with the exception of iHeartRadio. But anyways, this is nothing but another nail in the coffin for free speech in radio, in an industry that is hurting. We all know that Soros and company is looking to destroy this nation. I mean, perfect example is look at all the district attorneys, New York County, Manhattan. You got Alvin Bragg, who's going to start a criminal trial against Donald Trump for a non-disclosure agreement with Stormy Daniels. You know, it's like breaking news. Sex craze playboy billionaire fools around with a porn star. Anyways, and I foresee if this outfit, Open Society, just puts the kibosh on free speech in radio. Another nail in the coffin of radio is radio itself. Because you go to any market, it's radio sounds the same. They got a classic rock station, they got a hip hop station, they got a all talk station, they got a sports station, and they all sound the same. It's like every single radio station is McDonald's, and in terms of the music stations, the playlists are all set. They can't divert from anything. A couple years ago, when Jeff Beck died, the so-called classic rock station here in Washington, D.C. just said, legendary guitarist Jeff Beck died. Here's a Fool in the Ring by Led Zeppelin or Pinball Wizard. So it just makes me sick. In terms of talk radio, the talkers can't talk about certain subjects such as race relations, COVID, the 2020 election, and they can't speak a bad word about Israel. Because here in D.C., WMAL is all Israel all the time. Now, you know, I got some issues with Israel dealing with the USS Liberty, but you know that's it. You know, we don't talk about Israel except for tonight, because guess what? It's big news. They're being attacked, and you know all hell's breaking loose over there. But anyways, also, God forbid if you go out there, you're so-called shock jock. God forbid you're edgy, make a racial joke, or say a bimbo is a bimbo, you're done, you're gone. So these personalities who have families and mortgages and kids who need braces will not rock the boat. Another thing is technology. Technology just evolved over the years from the Philco radio in Dad's Torino, or the Magnavox radio in the garage or basement where Dad would listen to a ball game. Guess what? Everybody has a supercomputer in their front pocket, so they can listen to podcasts, YouTubes, whatever. Even 7-5 Radio has a podcast, except we do the radio show live on the radio, and then we upload it to our podcasting servers. Now, we could do a podcast with a camera filming us with a big fat microphone in our faces, but I'd rather do radio because you can't see what we're doing. You can only imagine what our reactions are. You have to listen to us to describe what's going on. You have to listen to us describe, you know, how Danella looks, which is always great. You have to imagine it if I really do have green nipples. Also, you have to imagine what my facial expression is like when Walter just says something totally off the chain. But anyways, it's much easier to listen to things on your phone than to jump in the car, turn the engine over, or go in the basement on Dad's tool bench and looking for the knob on the box. So that's my train of thought. But anyways, and that's another thing. I hate these big stupid microphones. Like everybody, Mike, why does everybody have to have a big microphone in front of their face when they're doing a podcast?
I don't know. I don't get that. I've been on more than a few podcasts now, and I never had to have this big giant microphone in my face or whatever. I think it's more like the, you know, people tend to be like sheep almost, right? They kind of follow the same trends overall. So I think they got used to seeing that, and it just became like the thing to do. And now they have that. But you can look at like Dan Bongino's show, you know, and he doesn't have this big giant microphone in his face. He's kind of sitting at a desk and he talks or whatever, you know, and I think that's probably a more appropriate way to do things if you're doing a podcast. Right. Now, all of them seem to have this big giant microphones, the big headphones, you know, it's like this whole big, you know, to do. And I'm like, I don't get it. You know, to me, it just seems like it's a whole lot of extra.
Right, right. And then with the cameras, everybody's got to sit at the table. It all looks the same. Okay, you got some different stuff in the background, but everybody sits around a table like they're doing like Meet the Press or something. It's just not natural. Like, yeah, I'm wearing a headset. I'm talking on a microphone, but it's not one of these big honking microphones that look like a phallic symbol or a bottle of alcohol, and plus just so much spontaneity because again there's that thing you cannot see. Now if we're sitting like say we had a camera at the March 16th show, I'm sitting next to Danelle and Walter's talking about my green nipples, I'm talking about my shirt off, guess what, you can see me, I got my shirt on, you know, I'm not running around my shirt off, and then you know that just ruined the joke. But Mike, what's your opinion of the disintegration of the radio industry?
I think it's I think you're absolutely right. I think it's the fact that it's really just about the fact that it's all like cookie cutter. It's just cookie cutter. It's all the same stuff over and over again. You know, and you don't have these kind of personalities that come out and just speak their minds, just speak the way they want to speak. I mean, you can catch Mark Levin on, like, WABC sometimes, and he'll come out of his face about certain things. But even he's, right, like, but, restricted in some
right, but
topics.
I Mike, not to interrupt, but I call Mark Levin a book salesman because that's another thing. You hear these guys write or ghostwrite books all the flipping time. And I was like, okay, you got a book coming out. Right, that's another thing I forgot to mention is these infomercials. You listen to radio on the weekends, especially here in D.C., all weekend long it's infomercials. Invest in stocks, invest in real estate, buy stocks, buy real estate, retire, blah, blah, blah. You know, they got a show about gardening or whatever. Who wants to listen to that where I can just pull up my phone and pull up a podcast, pull up 75 Radio? But anyways, I digress. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, right? It's about selling books. It's about this whole, you know, cult of personality that they create, you know? Had Rush Limbaugh kind of was that, you know, ultimate figure in that universe, right? That talk radio universe where he'd come on for 3 hours and speak. And, you know, Rush was a very impressive guy. Like, he spent, you know, significant amounts of time researching everything he was going to speak about so he knew he was speaking accurately and correctly, and he would bring about this conservative, you know, viewpoint of things based upon actual facts and actual case law and the Constitution and things like that. And then you got everybody else. You know what I mean? And they kind of jump on that bandwagon,
right, but,
and they don't do anywhere as much prep. So I think that's right. A big part of what's wrong with radio. It got corporatized. Right. You know, there's no real voices left.
Right. And like, what's his name? Patrick Ryan said, you know, radio is now corporately owned, corporately operated, and corporately owned, corporately subsidized, and government approved. But in terms of Limbaugh, yep. he also carried the water too. I had an issue with Limbaugh before he died. He could have said anything he wanted, let it all hang out. You know, he answered nobody. But guess what? He still, you know, told the corporate line, number one. And secondly, he tried to compare our own James Edwards to Bull Connor. I'm like, what the hell does this have to do with anything? But anyway, so, yeah. You know, it yeah. is what
Good
it is.
Point.
Well, anyways, when we yep. come back, we're going to talk about the greatest radio show in this time slot. Stay tuned, everybody. It's 7-5 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Attention collectors and savvy investors. We are excited to announce a momentous evolution in our journey. Introducing Free Water Coin Company, formerly known as Rust Coin and Gift. This rebranding takes us back to the very roots of where it all began, Free Water, Oregon. It's a tribute to the legacy of Al Rust and a celebration of three generations of dedication and excellence in the world of coins and precious gifts. Al, Brian, and Jake Rust, standing strong through 64 years of service. Discover a world of exceptional service at Freewater Coin Company, your premier destination for genuine, honest money and precious gifts. Under Brian's expert guidance, Freewater Coin Company, building on the legacy of Rust Coin and Gift, continues its tradition of trust and excellence. Visit us at our Provo, Utah location. Explore our treasures online at rustgoldandsilver.com or call us at 801-377-1574. Freewater Coin Company, where your future is built one honest coin at a time.
America stands at a crossroads. This April 17th in Las Vegas, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association unveils a blueprint for hope at the Ahern Luxury Hotel. Join us alongside luminaries like General Flynn and Sheriff Richard Mack from 8:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Discover a peaceful revolution to safeguard our constitutional republic. Seats are limited. Register now for just $49. Visit cspoa.org today. The time to act is now. cspoa.org.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walt and Scoop.
Okay, well, Scoop is back, but unfortunately, Walter is still recovering from an illness, and we hope to have him back in a week or so. But we do have Mike Reichbrandt on the air with us. But anyways, during those awesome commercials, I do what I do best. Look at the Instagram of our fellow family member, Danella Rodriguez. Follow her at danella.fitnessmodel on Instagram. But anyways, last week was our 6th year anniversary, but Walter was sick and I was out having a good time. Now, we do things on the air as well as off the air. Early tonight, Mike texted on a group chat to Walter, like, oh, happy 6th anniversary, this and everything. Really touching. So me being me, I said, who's this? He's like, Mike. So then I put a sad face emoji. So anyways, last week I'm at a party with predominantly black people there. And listen to 70s funk and soul, this and everything. I said, Jackie. I said, it's a 70s party. You need to play some Allman Brothers. So then a very nice lady gave me her phone for the Bluetooth function. And I played the Allman Brothers band. So anyways, we are exactly the same on and off air, unlike so many other radio personalities. But anyways, 6 years ago, I was co-hosting Red 42 with Jim Lancia. He didn't want to do it anymore. I guess he usually goes to bed after Wheel of Fortune. So I want to remain in radio. I want to continue to do a spinoff of the Political Cesspool. So I looked at Walter Yurkew, who was a guest on the Cesspool. He was featured in the movie The 7-5. He's a former member of the service. And I said, you know, he'd probably be a good co-host. I asked him. I said, I I'd like to do a show with you. I want to invite you on board, but I just don't want to talk about the 7-5, talk about what you did back in the day. Don't want to talk the movie unless we do a story or a topic that we can relate to. He's like, that's exactly what I want. So our first show on April the 7th, 2018, we didn't even have the name of the show straight, and our bumpers was from Red 42. And the guest list, pretty eclectic. We had conservative pundit Cal Thomas, World Series champion and Twitter champion Lenny Dykstra, YouTube sensations J.B. Gunner and Lanell Black Rosebud Harris. Black actually hosted the show and actually brought on a guest. A few former members of the New York Police Department, Joe Johnson and Ann Ubelis, where we did something called RMP Confessions about wild stories from back in the day that went past the statute's limitations. Also, we had YouTube sensation Brandon Tame come on, and sure enough, shortly after he appeared on 7-5 Radio, he was offered a full-time radio broadcasting contract from Sinclair Broadcasting. And I like to say that 7-5 Radio helped launch his career. We've done the show at a number of different places. We broadcast at car races in Tennessee, a Trump get-together where I would meet one Ed Huebner, who I become great friends with. We did the show on a flip phone. We also did a trucker protest on Constitution Avenue in downtown Washington, D.C. Also, we did a show at Ed Huebner's birthday party last year where a gorgeous supermodel was wondering why one of his guests, me, was outside talking to himself. So, and we also broadcast at the awesome parties of one Luciano De La Torre. His parties rivals receptions one would receive when reaching the gates of heaven, except if you're O.J. Simpson. And as legitimate members of the media, we would get credentials from CPAC half the time. I started doing the show with a flip phone, walking around CPAC. And this year, I was able to actually set up my laptop computer, and we were red hot and rolling. Last year, I was a squatter. This year, I was also a squatter. So it was up to Mike to start pushing that meth to give us some real estate on Radio Row. And our first marketing director, who's also named Mike Guerin, not our current sexy intern, got us involved in Topless Outlaw Racing with one Mike Robinette, and that's been a marriage made in heaven. Mike Robinette started out his Topless Outlaw Racing series the same year we started 7-5 Radio. And later this month, we will have him on to kick off the new racing season. And then, of course, there's Andrew Giuliani, who's running for governor. I loved his father. I worked for his father. I was fired by his father. Anyways, I contacted his campaign to see if we can book him for the show. And he was a hell of a guest. And then two mopes were shot. One mope was shot at these two officers up in Harlem. And I decided to do a round-robin talk for him. It would be me, Walter, Sean Bergen, who is a criminal justice reporter for News 12, and Giuliani. I told Giuliani, he's like, listen, we're just going to talk round robin since you're involved in what's going on. We just want you to be part of the show. And he agreed and knocked it out of the park. And I contacted his press secretary, Heather. I said, we want him as a guest host, not just a guest, but a host to help run the show. And she said, okay. And one night, coming back from upstate New York, driving back to the city, he's on his phone hosting 7-5 Radio. So, anyways, he would go on to WABC in New York, and now television. And I like to say we had help in that. But, he like I said earlier, he can do it on his own. But we bring talent onto the show. And then after a fifth anniversary, it was like we were launched off a catapult of an aircraft carrier. First, we have Charlie Duff to come on to talk about whatever he wants, and he came on April 1st, and him and Walter just had it out. The show went on for another 30 minutes via a conference call on my phone, and I kept telling Charlie, he's like, hey, Walter's not just an ordinary person. You got to watch this movie. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, Charlie, I'm telling you, he's no schmuck in the street. Yeah, yeah, whatever. I said, Charlie, watch the movie. He watched the movie and had that oh snap moment. And then Walter was booked on his podcast for a show for the ages. And then after Giuliani did get hired by WABC, we brought on his press secretary, Heather McBride, who just knocked that out of the park. She brought a level of professionalism and helped a lot behind the scenes. And finally, we were able to post a picture of her, and she's ripped. She's a really cute woman, if I don't say so myself. So glad to have her on. And then June of last year, Ed Huebner invited me to his birthday party at a restaurant, and I offered to do the show live there. And he's like, okay. And the party was off the chain. I mean, it was a party I should have took the night off. But anyways, I did the show. That gorgeous supermodel was there wondering, what's this guy doing talking to myself? And we moved right along to the next week for the 4th of July party, where we had Mike Rakebrand on and Charlie LaDuff. I said, all right, I don't know what kind of party is this. I don't know what's going to happen. We're going to get Mike on, talk about the sub that went down by the Titanic, have Charlie on, and then just take it from there. And it was just a party for the ages. And for whatever reason, Mike and Charlie proceeded to clown me on my choice of attire, which, you know, I looked pretty good. I cleaned up. I took a shower. I combed my hair, brushed my teeth. But also we had that gorgeous model on, and I bothered hell at her. But I said, there's something about that lady. It's like, something about her. I don't know what it is, but something. So then after the 4th of July and before Halloween, I reached out to the very nice lady. And I hit her up on Facebook. And surprisingly, she didn't tell me to go pound sand. She had a great sense of humor, which is absolutely gorgeous. And there's just something about her. And I came up with a crazy idea. We do radio. We do political conservative talk. What about having a spokesmodel? So I reached out to one Danella Rodriguez, asked her to be the world's first radio spokesmodel. And to my utter shock, she said yes. She saw the website. She saw me doing the show. She saw what I am. And she said, okay. I was like, wow. Another shocking moment. And then October, we brought her on for the Halloween party. And again, I was worried that she'd tell me to go pound sand. And she's like, no, you guys are just too off the chain. So I said, all right, let me bring Mike and Charlie on, because they killed it our July 1st show. But unfortunately, Mike, your father was having some health issues, so we brought Charlie on. So Charlie, first half of the show is great. It's funny. The idea was like, all right, we'll be a bunch of clowns the first half of the show. Second half, bring her on, have a nice show, nice, easy show. Tell you about yourself. Oh, you're great. So first half went smooth. Charlie had a couple pops. Second half, 2 minutes, Danelle's talking about herself, then Charlie comes on, and it just went downhill from there. And I was like, oh, my God. And then I knew she was one of us when we lost Charlie. The producer said, oh, we lost Charlie. We want to have him back on? I said, no. And Danelle said, yeah, get him back on. I looked over. I was like, oh, my God. So I still worried that she'd tell me to pound sand, but afterwards, she's like, you guys are something else. But she's still with us. And then 3 days later, 75 Radio made Talkers Magazine. I was like, holy cow. And then with two women on board, I coined the phrase First Ladies of Radio. Unlike WMAL, I said, you know what? These women are good to go. So anyways, moving right along, we're almost out of time. We brought Mike Rakebrand on. We did a shotgun job offer. It bombed twice on the cesspool, but it worked on this time. And then in typical 7-5 Radio fashion, our first story was about Danella Rodriguez going to New York Fashion Week. And we then talked about Mike. And unfortunately, we didn't have time. We'll have to pick it up next week. But for Mike Rakebrand, Walter Uricue, Heather McBride, Danella Rodriguez, we can't thank you enough. Thank you very much. See you next week. I love you all. Take it away.
Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.